Welcome to today's Wrenchcott Village. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Park Ranger Tracy Spry with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers at Lake Red Rock joins us on today's program to preview upcoming events at the lake and provide safety reminders for those going on the water. Well, Tracy, we are coming up to the final weekend of summer. Labor Day weekend is upon us. It's also the final full weekend of activities here at Lake Red Rock. A lot of things that folks can do of all ages coming up this weekend here at the lake. What are some of the programs you've been hard at work at preparing for this final weekend of the summer?
Well, for those that like snakes or perhaps have an unusual curiosity about snakes, on Friday, the 2nd of September, you can come and see a couple snakes live at the Whitebreast Amphitheater at 7 o'clock. And so you might even, if you dare, have a chance to touch them or hold them. I'd like to just dispel some of the myths about the fact that snakes are, you know, creepy and crawly and scary. The snakes around here are actually quite fascinating, and they have an important job to do keeping the rodent population down. So that's going to be a fun one for us. And then also, because we're in the fall season and monarchs are migrating now to Mexico, we'll be trying to do some monarch tagging, which is part of a program run by the University of Kansas to track the movements of monarchs on their way down there and track their populations. So we are going to actually try to catch some monarch butterflies and apply stickers to them, individually labeled stickers that then can be used to trace their movements later. And we'll do that on Saturday at 10 o'clock in South Tailwater, and we'll try again on Sunday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, same location. Those are going to be a couple things. And because the water is still pretty warm and people are always anxious to get out on the water if the weather's good, we'll be doing our Let's Go Paddling activity on Saturday, 1 to 3 at Roberts Creek. It'll be the last time we'll have the boats out for the season. So if you want to try a kayak, you need to be at least 10 years old to do that. We'll have a couple canoes for families as well. You can stop by anytime during that two-hour period. And Bobber the Water Safety Dog will also be making another stop at Whitebreast Beach at 3 o'clock on Sunday. And you can get a chance to say hi to Bobber and get a couple little water safety tidbits at the time you see him. If you feel crafty and want to do something along the boat making variety, on Monday we'll be making mini sailboats at 10 o'clock at the Playscape. We'll try to see if they're quote-unquote seaworthy out on the wetland that's right close by. And then lastly, on Monday, September 5th, we'll do our pond exploration over at the Playscape Wetland 2 at 1 o'clock.
Every holiday weekend throughout the summer, you anticipate large crowds of people both on the water, at the beaches, and at the campgrounds. What are the things that people need to remember, you know, because a lot of people can get kind of lax near the end of the summer. They realize it is that last weekend, so they feel like maybe they've been safe all summer. They don't need to wear the life jacket, or they don't need to do certain things. What are those big safety reminders you have to folks as they enjoy this extended weekend?
Well, a lot of people, if you're planning to head out on the water, don't put your boating equipment away too early. Remember that you need life jackets for everybody on board. If you've got extra family visiting, make sure you've got enough for them and the right sizes and the type of life jackets you need. Make sure they're in good shape. Even if it's at the end of the year, you don't want to be using ripped, torn, faded, moldy life jackets. So take the effort and pull those out. Make sure everybody has one that fits them properly. Also, for those that are adults in nature, you need to have your life jacket handy. State law requires it be close by in case of an emergency. I'd recommend they actually put it on before they leave shore, along with the kids that are required to wear them when the boats are underway. Also, drinking and boating, don't mix any more than drinking and driving a car. You can use pop, soda, tea, have anything else to drink on the boat, but leave the alcohol on the shore. And also, you know, be watchful for other boaters out on the water. I often tell people to treat the lake like a mall parking lot. You never know where those boats could come from. Be very vigilant and watching for them. So that'd be a couple of the tidbits I'd mention. And watching your kids is also a very important detail. Make sure somebody's right next to them on the water. If they're swimming at the beach or other designated swim area, make sure you've got your eyes on them at all time. Things can happen very quickly.
Once again, that was Park Ranger Tracy Spry with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. That concludes today's Wrenchcott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.